From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iran nuclear talks to continue for up to another week. The United States says international nuclear negotiations with Iran have been extended to July 7 after a self-imposed deadline of June 30th passed with no agreement on a comprehensive deal. John Kirby is a State Department spokesman.
Our focus remains on trying to reach a deal. The work inside the negotiating room is on trying to resolve the differences that are still outstanding. You know, the extension is important because it provides a little extra breathing space. We could get a deal in 2 days, 3 days. We could get a deal on the 7th, or we could get no deal at all. That's always a possibility, too.
President Obama said the U.S. would walk away from a deal if he's not convinced it would block Tehran's path to building a nuclear weapon. Analysts say the main sticking points include concerns related to U.N. Security Council sanctions, the timing of the lifting of those sanctions, the parameters for international inspections of Iranian nuclear sites. Liberia Tuesday announced the return of the deadly Ebola virus several weeks after the West African country was declared Ebola-free with a positive test on the body of a teenager, the first confirmed since May 9th. Bernice Don, the country's health minister, says the 17-year-old male died June 24, was safely buried after being swabbed for testing purposes.
The structures we have in place to strengthen our surveillance system in Liberia allowed us to respond quickly. It is critical that Liberians and all those residing in our borders remain vigilant, do not panic, and continue all the preventive measures to stop the spread.
The World Health Organization says the weekly case incidence for Ebola in West Africa has stalled between 20 and 27 cases since the end of May. This is VOA News. The United Nations Tuesday accused South Sudanese troops of engaging in a campaign of brutality involving gang rapes and torture, including the burning alive of some victims in their homes in Unity State. The report came from the UN mission to South Sudan called UNMISS and is based on the statements of more than 100 victims and witnesses. Yemeni security officials say hundreds of inmates, including al-Qaeda members, fled a prison in the southwestern city of Taiz during clashes between warring militia. Shia Muslim Houthi fighters entered Taiz back in March in a southward push from their base in the capital, Sana'a. Greece is officially in default after missing a nearly $2 billion loan payment to the International Monetary Fund. European finance ministers decided against extending a bailout program for Athens. The ministers plan to hold more talks Wednesday, but Dutch finance minister Jorin Dijsselbloem said it would be crazy to extend the program.
An extension of the old program simply isn't possible. Now it also isn't possible for practical reasons. It runs out in a couple of hours. But also politically, the situation hasn't changed. There is no new ground to go back to that.
The Greek government is balking at demands from the EU for more economic austerity. The European Commission is pledging tens and experts to help Hungary cope with a wave of migrants from the Middle East, North Africa, and Afghanistan. The Commission's top official for migration, Dimitris Avramopoulos, has called Hungary a frontline state in the migrant crisis.
Hungary is under pressure. We were talking so far about Italy and Greece. Now we added Hungary. And all these proposals made to the Hungarian government today have to do exactly with the same way we approached and we are facing the situation in the Mediterranean.
Hungary, a visa-free travel zone, has become a major destination for tens of thousands of migrants escaping war, terrorism, and poverty. The U.S. and Brazil are pledging to work together to fight climate change. President Obama and visiting leader Dilma Rousseff discussed new initiatives to reduce carbon emissions ahead of a U.N. conference in Paris. They're pledging to increase their shares of renewable energy to 20% by 2030. The Brazilian leader spoke through an interpreter.
I very much welcome that decision because it will prove extremely important in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And also, it speaks to our clear-cut commitment of ensuring that the environment and also efforts to make sure the global temperature will not go up beyond 2 degrees as agreed.
And she pledged a country would reforest millions of hectares of forest land. The U.S. and Cuba Wednesday expected to announce a reopening of their embassies for the first time in more than a half a century. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Coming up.